Cash and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Burials taking place in Gaza and hospitals are flooded with wounded Palestinians after Israeli troops opened fire near a crowd trying to collect food at an aid distribution site. Hospital officials say 80 people died and more than 150 were injured. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
There have been multiple killings at food sites over the last few weeks. As the crisis on the ground worsens, the UN's food program estimating 90,000 Palestinians are suffering from malnutrition, many on the brink of starvation.
A Bangladesh military plane crashed into a school today in Dhaka, the death toll rising to 18 with 164 others injured, according to a spokesman for the Bangladesh Armed Forces. The school had some 2,000 students from elementary through high school. The search for victims from the July 4th flooding in Central Texas has been going on for weeks. Now the list of people unaccounted for is down to just 8, down from 160 who had been on the list before. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hay.
It's here.
Even though planes have been flying in all weekend, today marks the official start of EAA Air Venture. The week-long fly-in convention draws aviation enthusiasts from all around the world and is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area this week. A study by UW Oshkosh shows EAA contributes $257 million in economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for information and a schedule of events. An outdoor severe weather warning siren in Grand Chute is inoperable and will be decommissioned. The siren is at Mayflower in Pennsylvania. Sirens are being moved and upgraded, but Outagamie County officials recommend that residents use a NOAA weather radio or weather app to be aware of severe weather alerts. A 19-year-old who led police in a high-speed chase through downtown Fond du Lac pleaded guilty to 25 counts against her Friday. Caitlin Ray is charged with 9 counts of recklessly endangering safety, several operating while intoxicated causing injury counts, felony bail jumping, and several drug possession charges. Ray allegedly was clocked doing over 80 miles per hour through downtown Fond du Lac, crashed into 8 vehicles, and injured 5 people in the May 30th incident. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A 10-game winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a series tonight against the Mariners in Seattle, trying to keep a 10-game winning streak alive. Milwaukee beat the Dodgers in L.A. yesterday, 6-5, to move into a tie with the Cubs for first place in their division. The Brewers doing it with a roster of no-name players, according to Pat Murphy.
Monasterio stepping up, getting a huge two-out hit, RBI, Perkins. Perkins literally didn't have spring training. And what can you say about Collins? Collins, Vaughn, and Durbin have given us such a lift, but Collins has been the silent hero. He's played great defense, gotten big hits, hitting fourth in the lineup. The kid wasn't going to make the team in spring training unless there was a huge injury, and there was two of them, but he wasn't making the team. He's hitting fourth in our lineup. Vaughn was in AAA last week and couldn't break the lineup on a last place team. So, you know, we're just really fortunate that these guys are gelling and coming together and just, you know, playing hungry.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high in the low to mid 80s with scattered thunderstorms possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
but why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Really?
Pretty much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach at Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. A new choice, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, WISS.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:06 on a Monday morning, July 21st, 2025. Nice to have you here up north and statewide. Parker Olson is our producer down in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is standing by at the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is hanging around as co-host for this fine Monday morning. And Parker, let's give the guys in Madison a proper introduction.
Civic Media Now proudly presents... Proudly? Proudly. Seriously, that's a stretch. How about, here they are, John and Gordy. Let's go with that, shall we?
Probably. Yes. Let's go with that.
Who writes this crap?
That's Catherine Lake, our program manager.
That would be Catherine. Yeah. Giving you just her giving it her all on an introduction. So thanks for that, Catherine. Guys, how are you?
Doing okay for a Monday. Yeah. How are you, Pat?
We're good here. Well, we're ensconced in our usual weekday morning home, whereas Brittany's out there in the elements. Which makes sense because she's a meteorologist, but she's out in the elements of the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. So rain or shine, she's one happy camper, quite literally, aren't you?
I really am. Woo! Camping out here all week long, like you said, through all the storms and anything that's coming my way. This morning, overnight, it was pretty crisp. It was chilly out there. Temperatures right now, 54 to 68 degrees across the state. We're going to stay refreshed today. Nice and comfortable. Low 70s to low 80s. Statewide, no big humidity or mugginess really pushing in, but the wildfire smoke is here, so a hazy sunshine and also a few clouds scattered out there as well. So a little breezy this morning. The heat will start to crank up a little bit tomorrow, and we are looking at active weather this week too. So chances for some showers and maybe a small thunderstorm far northwest in the state this afternoon. Those could work their way towards central areas late tonight. And then some more tomorrow morning, mainly down south. We're looking at storms rolling through tomorrow morning. Gone by midday, heat starts to crank up. And let me tell you, more storms Tuesday night and into our Wednesday morning. And after that, that's when it's going to be in the 90s with the humidity right up there as well, feeling very, very oppressive. So you're going to see me dripping sweat out here because I don't have AC. I don't have those luxuries. So we're going to be really living it this week.
It sure sounds like it. I mean, but... You're prepared for this. This is nothing you haven't seen before.
No.
You know?
Not at all. I've got the tent waterproof, staked down. I got the tarp underneath. I've got a fan, solar fan. I've even got solar charging devices, too. So a lot of different things working with the sun here.
What would be the biggest treat for you at Air Venture to be, you know, invited to do? Would it be to go up for a ride on the blimp, one of the military jets?
Fighter jet. For sure.
Really?
That would be crazy. That is on my bucket list. Still never gotten to do that. Sometimes they pick media to go. I've never been the lucky duck yet, so fingers crossed.
Mine would be getting an all-you-can-eat wristband to wear to go through all the food booths. That's because it's on the ground. I can do all that. While we got the guys here, John, Gordy, you got AirVenture enthusiasts or any requests to make of Brittany while she's out there?
Well, I would love to go to the EAA sometime. I've never been there, but it sounds like a wonderful event. And it goes on all week, right? Right through
yes,
Friday, Saturday?
Yes, it does. Yep. All week long. And the really cool thing is if you want to avoid a lot of the people, you come during the week, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Monday through Wednesday. And then it kind of repeats. I mean, there's definitely different things every single day, but they kind of try to repeat the show again. So then Thursday through Saturday is kind of a repeat of that. But Wednesday and Saturday are my personal favorites because they have the night air show. So that is fireworks on top of planes flying. The planes are shooting off fireworks. And then there's explosives on the ground and just stuff you've never seen, in the drone lights, too. And it is a show, let me tell you.
Sounds like a war zone.
It does, doesn't it?
Like. They actually act that out, too. When they have the military, they'll do like a military. This is what's happening. People dropping from helicopters, little bombs going off.
Like a reenactment. Okay.
Yes. I've never seen anything like that, but here.
To what degree, because I didn't really look, in it, but it also didn't stick out, are drones a part of this? Is it pretty much just, you know, aircraft that you can fly and that people fly as opposed to things that are unmanned?
Oh, they'll definitely have drones here, too. So anything that has to do with off the ground, they've got it here. So, yep, drones are a part of it. They've even got, like, cool GPS things for airplanes, too. I mean, tech side is really big, plus the aviation.
So anything defying gravity, which means the cast of Wicked will be there as well for a big sing-along. So stick around for that. Brittany, thank you so much for the weather update. Have lots of fun. Are you going to try to check in tomorrow?
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right. Have fun. Great to see you. Before we talk more with Kristen and John and Gordy, a reminder, you can sign up for our newsletter at Up North News. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. Of course, we've got notes in there today about the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. Learn more about how the community comes together and all of the volunteers who make things work. Also, an article about American Family Field as the second half of the baseball season is underway now. Some of the best eats at AmFam Field this season. Also, there is a link to my article from our website. It's what's not in the state budget that is generating both anger and 2026 candidates. And all that and more in our newsletter. Sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. So, gang, I've got, you know when they say a service person will be there to work on your cable or your appliances or whatever, and it said, you know, they'll be there between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a three-hour window now. It's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So Kristen probably knows that I was kind of distracted over here as somebody was watching. 7:55, they're ready to go. Going, okay, let's take a look at that dishwasher, see what the problem is here. So
it's nice when you're the first on the list.
I know. Well, it turns out he lives in Chippewa. So I was expecting somebody from the Twin Cities who was going to get here like 4:59, you know, and say, oh no, that still counts. So that's how my week is getting off to a good start. You guys have a good weekend in Madison?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, it was kind of busy here. We had a Coldplay concert at Camp Randall Stadium.
Did you guys go? Were you guys cuddled up with each other before the Jumbotron
picture? Oh, that's so cute. You can do it now.
Well, yes. Yeah. But,
yes, that's what we did.
Okay.
Now, I understand that Coldplay, I guess the concert was great because the weather
was
wonderful.
Yes, I've heard a lot of great things.
Yep. And everything went well, but they warned people. Chris Martin warned everybody that, you know, the video is on, you know, we've got cameras here, and just warning people, you know, they could be on camera. So I guess that's part of their show now.
If you're with somebody you shouldn't be with, you don't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
It's part of everybody's show now. The Philadelphia Phillies did a whole takeoff on it. Everybody's doing
it. A lot of sports teams, over the weekend had a little bit of fun with the Kiss Cam. Look, the Kiss Cam was always fraught with peril, okay? I mean, there have been other instances. There was a time recently when somebody was, like, ready, had the sign to hold up immediately to point at the woman next to him, this is my sister, you know? So he knew that the Kiss Cam was a possibility.
I like that. That was good.
So, I mean,
that original video has been seen more than 40 million times, at least over the weekend. That's the number I heard. Wow.
So the guy's girlfriend?
Yeah. So the concert at Camp Randall was the first one in a long time. I mean, Camp Randall seems like a natural place as a concert venue, but it does not have a long record as one. Have you been to any concerts earlier than that at Camp Randall or other special
events?
Did
you go to Pink Floyd?
Well, I went to Pink Floyd.
Yeah. That was 30 years ago.
But they had a lot of concerts, I think, held there.
But I saw the Rolling Stones there.
Yes, they had them too. Mm-hmm.
Now, before Coldplay was there on Saturday, Morgan Wallen, a country singer, there.
Yes.
He was there 2 or 3 weeks ago for a Friday and Saturday night, a double, you know, a double date.
That was country and no one noticed.
Well, there were a lot of cowboy hats. And,
yeah. I don't know about that. When did you see the Rolling Stones, Kristen?
Must have been late 90s.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. And it was a good show?
Yeah, it was a great show.
Okay. All right.
I saw the Stones at County Stadium in the 60s.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Yeah.
At County Stadium.
I think maybe early 70s. Yeah, early 70s. That's when it was.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was living in St. Paul 1976, and the Rolling Stones were performing at the St. Paul Civic Center. And we did not live too far from there, and we were just driving one evening, I don't know, to go to grandma's house or something. I don't know what, because we were 12 years old at the time. I just remember seeing that out in the streets, like, you know, there was all this rowdy behavior going on. Come to find out the next day, they basically classified it as like a mini riot, as all these Stones fans came out of this. It was the mid-70s. It's what you did. You rioted after a concert, right? I mean,
well,
it was in the rule book.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we slept overnight in front of the County Stadium door.
Did you really?
Get in, yes. Wow. Believe it or not. What a dumb thing to do.
Didn't we find out that we both were at a Stones concert at Alpine Valley?
Yes, Alpine Valley, yeah.
Around 1992, 93, somewhere in there, Steel Wheels tour.
Yes.
And it rained. But it was still a great show.
Of course it rained,
you
know.
Yeah. Well,
it rains at Alpine Valley.
Yeah. Here, I get to share the Alpine Valley story that I don't think I've shared on air before. Amazingly, this thumb is still attached as a result of it.
Uh-oh.
It was a Jimmy Buffett concert, so margaritas may have been a factor. But at one point, after the concert, you know, it takes forever to get out of Alpine Valley.
Yes.
And we could see that. We thought, well, you know what? We're just going to keep tailgating here in the parking lot until traffic goes down a bit. It'll be fine. And somebody decided to get up on his family minivan and stand up there and take in the crowd and take in the music and all that. And that was all fine. No big deal. Other people were doing that as well. It was a fun night. And I go to get off the top of the family minivan, which had one of those luggage racks. My thumb along the luggage rack while doing what I thought was a perfect Kerry Strug dismount. It turned out that I had sliced my thumb rather severely. And my wife, a doctor, says that's going to need stitches. And my response was, that doesn't need stitches. It just needs another margarita. And I dipped my cup in the bucket of margarita and imbibed. And we finally got out of there. You know, I kept pressure on it and everything. And finally, just as we're coming toward Madison on our way back to Chippewa Falls, I say to my wife rather groggily from the passenger seat, you know, if you want to stop at an ER, you know, if it'll make you feel better, we can do that. So she did.
Aww.
And of course,
thoughtful of you.
Yes. The admitting clerk was like, you know, how did you do this? And I, of course, like, well, I closed the car door on it, you know.
Yeah.
And the look that she gave my wife and the wife gave her, because one thing it did not look like was a crush injury at all. But that was my story, and I was sticking to it.
How many stitches?
I don't remember how much it was, like six or something like that. So, you know, as soon as Sherry saw that the ligament hadn't been, I wasn't going to lose the thumb, but I was going to gain a scar and a reason to embarrass myself on statewide radio someday at the right moment. And it's the right moment, thanks to you people and telling me about Alpine Valley concerts.
You're kind of glossing over the fact that there was a lot of blood.
There was a lot of blood.
I would assume that there was a lot of blood.
There was. There was a lot of, and thinking, just enough pressure will do it. And as the person here who went to medical school can attest, there are sometimes when putting pressure on is just not enough.
I'm just shaking my head up here in my Brady Bunch corner, Pat.
Kristen doesn't have any embarrassing stories at all that she's not willing to share. Some of you are going to be taking off for a local update. For the rest of you, we'll be continuing this conversation where I let John and Gordy get a word in edgewise. And then when we're all back together in the next half hour, we're going to be talking a bit about toxic masculinity. Nothing that infects this show or John and Gordy's by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a thing, and it's being encouraged by the MAGA groomers, one could say, and the MAHA ones, who are taking anti-feminism to a new level with a new generation of vulnerable young women. That's all coming up on these mornings, powered by Up North News, live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up in the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles. Jay and the Americans. Little Anthony. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. The Vogues. And the Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 Main Stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WISTateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We've got baseball again tonight. Milwaukee Brewers at Seattle to take on the Mariners. Pre-game coverage begins at 8:05 on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward. Brewers winners of 10 in a row after sweeping the Dodgers again, this time in Chavez Ravine, to be in a tie in first place now for the Cubs. The Cubs technically have the tiebreaker, but we'll take care of that next week when the Cubs come to American Family Field 1 week from today for that series. John and Gordy here from our Civic Media station in Madison. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Parker Olson all here as well. Guys, in Madison, where it's all things Badgers. So when you get the Brewers, it does a 10-game winning streak.
Right.
Get the town much more engaged and remind them that there's a Major League Baseball team down the road?
No.
No, not at all. No. Actually, we're going to the game next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow.
That's right.
Against the Cubs.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah. We're taking a couple of listeners, or meeting some listeners there.
It's going to be a late night for us.
It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 6:40 game. But, yeah, I'm a big Cubs fan because I grew up near Chicago. Brewers fan. And John's taking his wife, and she's a Cubs fan. Cubs fan. Yeah.
Such an affliction we have.
It'll
here.
Be fun.
But I understand in the newsletter, you have tips about the best food at the stadium. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, we're going to have to check that out because definitely we're buying the food and the drinks.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot. There's a lot there. There's a lot that makes the game enjoyable. And Kristen, you've been to the Fox City Stadium for games there, correct? And
can also testify
to what a great experience baseball has become now compared to just sitting, getting splinters from the old wooden bleachers, you know, when some of us were younger. So get out
it's
to a ball game.
It's interactive. It's fun.
Yes. Very much so.
You're talking about stadiums. I mean, here Trump is trying to, you know, take away the possibility of a new stadium
for the Washington football
team. Commanders, right?
We kicked off the show with that. I mean, look, there, sports is like the last escape we have here in this country right now. And we were reminded that Donald Trump can even ruin our escape into sports, threatening to unleash his army of trolls on two sports teams unless they restore the racist nicknames that I thought we had finally sent to history's dumpster, at least as far as the Washington football team and the Cleveland Guardians baseball team. But, you know, again, the man's always looking for a diversion from, you know, don't look at the fact of the matter that, you know, a pound of ground beef is now at a record high, you know, still hasn't come down. Let's talk about racist sports names instead. It's any kind of diversion, right?
Beef is a new eggs. Yeah. And it is truly amazing that he would bring up these very divisive issues. I mean, it's like they have a list. Well, what diversion can we go to next that is really, truly going back in time to the worst of the worst?
Yeah.
And that is, you know, going back to these racist names again. I can't. Sure. It's hard to even imagine going back to something like this and bringing up it as a serious subject and then holding up a stadium deal because you wanted to do that. And isn't that some kind of coercive moment by the president? This guy's micromanaging our country.
Yeah, it's called authoritarianism, you know. It's
down to the stadiums.
Mm-hmm. But fellas, I can't take my eyes off his cankles.
Now let's get back to today's medical minute with Dr. Lyerly, who is going to explain the medical diagnosis for cankles.
This gut feeling. He's got swelling in both of his feet. And I have nothing to back this up except for the fact that his White House physicians have consistently lied about his actual health. I mean, we know this because we now are seeing this. I bet that he is experiencing heart failure, which means that his heart, which is a pump, is having a hard time keeping up with the demands of his body. So he's holding on to a bunch of extra water and it is gathering in his ankles. That's why we're seeing these swollen ankles.
Now, my complaint is that why haven't they told us about his medical condition?
They never have.
I'm just throwing it back at him. That's all, you know. It's always a projection from the mega party, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's whatever they want us to see.
Right. Yes,
projection, and that is not diversion. And it's not, by the way, it's not all water down there in the ankles. There's a lot of cheeseburgers down there. The man loves his
the
fast food, you know. So, yeah, we're going to be talking in the next segment here about the MAGA toxic masculinity movement and the MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, wink.
Can I just throw a bad joke in?
And so, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you go down to Trump's feet, you'll see the golden arches.
Oh. Is that
thank
the
you, arch? Parker?
Where's the thanks for the air drop?
When does the joke part come in?
It was the late timing on the drum. That was the joke. You see,
I gotta tell you that I'm really bad at telling jokes, so that's why we do not tell jokes on our program. But on yours, anytime, Pat.
Oh, that's funny. So we're gonna get into, you know, the toxic masculinity and the trad wives trend with young women, and how, again, I feel like, you know, you guys are saying Gen Z is, while they're being targeted, will hopefully there's a lot of signs that they're riding to the rescue as well.
What I'm hoping, Kristen, your sons, your four sons are.
Oh, I thought Kristen herself is a Gen Z was going to be.
I am Gen X, baby.
Yes, you are. Yes,
I'm a survivor.
What are your sons on the road that you would like them to be on at this point?
My boys are, but you know, I raised them, so they are heavily influenced by me and the experiences that they've had growing up. But a lot of their friends are in a different space, and it's been fascinating to hear the stories that they tell, and even for me to be able to have conversations with them and to question them. They're formative, you know, they're just learning how to live in the world right now. So there is an opportunity for us to have conversations with them and to help in to a community building.
My son as well. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. John and Gordy, you can catch them 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays on our civic media station. That's WMDX, right, guys? Don't have my cue cards in front of me, which is why it says down below you, Civic Media's Madison Station. So I'll read my notes a little bit better here. Thank you for the visit, guys. Appreciate it so much.
We appreciate it, too.
Always fun to be with you, Pat.
All right. Have a great week. Dr. Lyerly is back here in just a bit when we talk more about what it is that we should be telling our young men and women and what messages they're hearing instead. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The former Madison City clerk who oversaw the department when 193 ballots went uncounted in November broke the law. That's the official determination of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a six-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The commission came up with a list of requirements the city of Madison would have to meet. City Attorney Michael Haas says the clerk's office has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again. Now Madison city officials will get to give their input before these requirements are adopted by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love, and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Renee Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high in the low to mid 80s with scattered thunderstorms possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought They did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
8:35 in the morning on this Monday morning, July 21st, 2025. Pat Kreitlow here, Parker Olson producing in Madison, Dr. Kristen Lyerly with us as well. And let me start this segment talking about a couple of programs that come through Up North News' parent company, Courier Newsroom. We've talked a couple of times about the video series, How Is This Better with Akila Hughes? And I wanted to spend a little extra time on her last two episodes. How Is This Better challenges the grifters out there, the ones controlling our government and our attention and so much of our daily lives. And this week, Akila Hughes explores the dangerous online pipelines that lure men seeking harmless advice into radical ideologies. The episode delves into the manipulative tactics used by figures like Andrew Tate and Joe Rogan to push hyper-masculine agendas and highlights the detrimental effects of these ideologies on mental health, relationships, and societal norms. Let's hear a little 90-second clip from Akila Hughes' program this week, How Is This Better?
To be the alpha, to be attractive, the best thing you can do is to wear your Trump support on your sleeve. Show that you are a real man. Show that you...
Women pretend what they want is the beta, but what they actually want is the alpha.
And there's this weird line that's blurred in the manosphere space where you can't tell when somebody's doing a bit or when somebody's being genuine.
And I have to tell you, it took a lot for me to write this episode. The problems with men who've been sucked into these pipelines online are so vast and endless, it's almost impossible to tell the story in full with adequate levels of pity, empathy, and outrage at just how extreme all of this has become. Still, if you've spent any time online in the past decade, you've seen the momentum growing in the manosphere, telling men and vulnerable little boys that they too can have it all, and their idea of it all means silent, baby-making wife mommies and making more money than God by being more efficient than computers. It's a fool's errand and total farce, but if you have the time, and in many cases money, to become isolated and undesirable to everyone around you, you're the perfect mark in this ongoing con. I'm Akila Hughes, and this week, I'm looking at the dangerous online pipeline directed at men who were simply looking for health advice or gaming clips, and how the smallest amount of curiosity can lead to frankly deadly results, and asking, how is this better?
Now, last week, the shoe was on the other foot as Akila highlighted a new flavor of conservative content targeting women online, the rise of the trad wife aesthetic, the MAHA, Make America Healthy Again movement, and how a wellness pipeline is pulling women to the political right, from TikTok videos to wellness-themed women's conferences, from Turning Point, perhaps America's best-known far-right supplier of extremism, and getting vulnerable women to embrace outdated anti-feminist tropes. You can watch both of those episodes of the series How Is This Better? On YouTube. You can also watch or listen on Spotify, or you can listen on Apple. You can also watch it right from the Courier website. Go to couriernewsroom.com to learn more. And so, Kristen, we've talked previously on the show, but I wanted to spend a little bit of extra time on this whole notion of how the far right, the people who love to scream about groomers the most, that really is a sense of projection. When you look at who's doing the real grooming toward unhealthy lifestyles, it's happening right there on the American far right.
It is, with some of the most vulnerable people in society, and they don't even realize that it's happening because it's so insidious, and it reinforces some of our greatest fears and the things that we are worried about for our futures. But just because it's happening doesn't mean that we don't have the tools to combat it. And those tools are the same thing that we use every day. It's conversation. It's listening to each other. It's actually confronting some of these flawed assumptions and meeting it with reality and understanding and trust and, frankly, love.
And let's understand that a lot of this push toward, you know, traditionalism, you know, where the man is the alpha and the woman stays at home and has babies and all that. Let's acknowledge that there is reason for that to catch on. Mm-hmm. The frustrations of daily life, the failings of, you know, this stage of capitalism. So there is fertile ground for the far right, you know, to fertilize, if you will. And it just makes it all the more important for those conversations is to acknowledge there's confusion, acknowledge there's angst, acknowledge people have questions about, you know, their health and their lifestyle. And again, if we're not willing to have those conversations with these folks, somebody else will.
It's true. There is always some truth to these movements. That is the base of it. But it's when you take that little grain of truth and then you funnel people into a place where you don't give them the full picture of what's happening, but just that isolated idea of what you want them to believe. And for me, as an OBGYN doctor who believes that people have the ability to make their own healthcare decisions for themselves within the context of their own lives, you need to know what all of your options are, not just the ones that a certain movement want you to have.
Yeah. It certainly has occurred to me many times over the years is, you know, how does this get to be a thing? Because again, I was raised by a single mom, you know, the oldest of four kids. There was no room for toxic masculinity anywhere in there. And so when you see it, and I of course have seen a lot of it over time, it's very tough sometimes to still feel like, how does that stick? How does talking down to women, for example, you know, how does that stick with folks? But, you know, this is what they have been exposed to. And you as an OBGYN, my wife Sherry is an OBGYN, you've seen some dads to be come in there who are just the most wonderful guys. And you see these others come in, and you don't have to acknowledge thinking this. I'll tell you, somebody else I know thinks it. It's like, who had sex with you so that you could reproduce? Because you might be creating another you, and you're a slime ball.
Don't you think that so much of this stuff is stuff that we see in the predominant culture? Like, I think of when I was a kid, and this was what my dad believed. My mom had a job before she got married and decided to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom. But for my dad in the 70s, it was prestigious to have a wife who was home. And that was important to him. But it didn't actually work for them. He wasn't able to make enough money. She wasn't able to get all the things done. You have to have, in a healthy relationship, give and take. And that means that our gender roles aren't as clearly defined as the MAHA and the toxic masculinity movements would have us believe.
Right. And so let's turn to the women for a moment here, because again, it a lot of times takes two to tango, and you have, again, the term nowadays is trad wife, you know, traditional wife. And again, these videos that are pulling women saying, you know, look at how hard, you know, these women, look, I would not want my daughters to be like, say, the Kardashians. I wouldn't. But I also, the alternative to that isn't to, well, not have a job if you actually want a career, if you want to work. You know, you should have those kinds of opportunities. But you can see for other women, they've been told that that's a wrong path. That's a turnout. And you too, like other docs, you've seen people come in who are a little too docile, you know, compliant, whatever the case may be. And you kind of want to say to them, you know, blink twice if you're a hostage.
Yeah. I mean, being a stay-at-home mom, being part of the MAHA movement, like that is not, it's not inherently bad. If that's something that you want and yes, is meaningful to you, that's great. Do it in an informed way, just like everything else in life. Know what all of your options are so that you can make those appropriate choices for yourself. But, you know, Pat, we haven't talked about how things that are happening now in society are reinforcing that. Like, if you can't get childcare, which is happening all over Wisconsin, and we know it's going to get much worse in the future, then you don't have an option. Somebody has to stay home. So that really takes away your ability to do something other than be part of what is that growing MAHA-type movement.
It comes back to, I don't want to lose my train of thought here, but of course, there it went. And it's always tough to have that happen on live radio. But it was about, oh, here it is.
Look, I saw you wandering as you were looking at this.
It came right back. It eventually, it was just doing a, it was in a holding pattern over Oshkosh someplace. and it came back. It was about the child care and some of the comments that I was seeing online, again, coming from your troll area, going, I don't know why we have to pay these people to be such babysitters. And Corrine Hendrickson, much to her credit, got right in there in the comment section and said, why don't you explain what you mean by babysitter? Why don't you explain? She listed all the expenses that she incurs to be, a good professional child care provider and say, which of those things would you cut out of your child's life? Mm-hmm. And I know that there's that talking point of, we didn't need organized daycare before.
No, we did.
You did. You just didn't get it. And our society has grown to a point that embraces early childhood education so that, our kids are informed citizens and not dullards and who have, manners and literacy and all of that. And you still have people going, well, I was plopped in front of a TV and I turned out fine.
That was when we had PBS.
Yeah, right. Yeah, at least you had PBS to be plopped in front of. Although the answer is more like, no, you didn't. If you were just plopped in front of a TV, you probably didn't turn out just fine. Unless, again, you had some more informative programming out there. But, I mean, this is just one aspect of it, the whole notion of affordable childcare. But also, there's something to be said about sex education. And, again, empowerment for young people comes with knowledge rather than guessing or finding things on TikTok videos instead. So you do need affordable education. You do need affordable child care. You do need good health care so that you're not like just searching on the interwebs for anything that you can find. All of these pieces come into place. And if you don't, if you fight against them in the name of, you got to keep my taxes low, you're going to get what you pay for.
Can I just bring this back to healthcare like I always do? Yes. It is so frustrating to me that people cannot afford healthcare, so they look on TikTok, because who can blame you? You need answers. Something is wrong with you. You need to figure out how to fix it. So you go to the place where you can access information. But TikTok is regular people just like sharing opinions as facts. Or sometimes it's Secretary Kennedy sharing disinformation that people believe and are basing their healthcare decisions on. And sometimes those healthcare decisions end up costing them their lives or setting them on a path that determines the rest of their lives that they didn't want because they didn't know what all of their options are. So if we had access to quality, affordable healthcare, if we could go see a healthcare practitioner to get our questions answered and to get the therapies and the treatments that we need for our physical and mental health, we wouldn't be living in this dystopian society that we've created.
Yeah, but we do. And you think if one of the lessons we would have learned from the pandemic was the heartbreaking tales of people who were dying right before dying of COVID, were saying to the doctors and nurses, why won't you tell me what's really wrong with me?
Yes.
Because they, on their deathbed, would not believe that COVID was real because of the conspiracies that they were taught. So, folks, we can do this better. And you can start by watching How Is This Better on YouTube or listening on Spotify or checking out the Courier Newsroom website, couriernewsroom.com, and catch How Is This Better with Akila Hughes. In my monitor at the corner of my eye, I see that Jane Mattenair is back, which is good because I didn't know on the road trip, they were doing Butternut and Hayward, and I didn't know if they'd ever come back from up north. It's God's country up there,
It is beautiful.
But they've made it back. So we'll find out from Jane Mattenair what's coming up on her program, which follows this one here weekdays across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. Thinking about buying your first home, one of the first steps is getting pre-approved. Pre-approval not only helps you understand what you can afford, but it also gives you an edge when making an offer. At Bank First, we make the process simple. If you're ready to take the first step toward home ownership, let's connect. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a chance to learn about Nina's history while in a cemetery. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. The 40th annual Cemetery Walk is taking place on Thursday, July 24th from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Oak Hill Cemetery Chapel. Guests will enjoy learning the stories of four Nina citizens. You're encouraged to explore the gravesites of these featured individuals with signs detailing an overview of each person. It's unique, it's different, and check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click Events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Tomorrow morning at 6:30, a new feature is coming to this fine radio program, Below the Beltway with Cam Stevenson, Courier Newsroom's future Capitol Hill correspondent. Cam Stevenson has joined us for the past couple of years from Arizona, where he helped start the Copper Courier covering Arizona news. But he is making the move to D.C. to cover Congress and all of Washington for Courier Newsroom. And he will join us this coming Tuesday. And then again, starting after Labor Day, when Congress is back in session. So Cam Stevenson with Below the Beltway coming up tomorrow morning on these mornings powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, yep, there's the happy news that Jane Matinere has made it back from up north. She and Greg and Todd were all up in the Hayward area on Friday doing their show live. How'd that all go? How'd the trip back? How was the whole shebang?
The whole shebang was great. We had more fun and just met the most lovely people. We stopped last Wednesday in Oshkosh, and we got to see an atomic bomb being moved, which I didn't know was on my list of things I wanted to do, but I did.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, in the EAA Museum. And then on Thursday, we broadcast from Butternut at a wonderful little art gallery in downtown Butternut. Kelly Meredith is the owner there. And then on Friday, we were in Hayward, right across from our sister station, WBZH, there in Hayward. What a great little town.
Oh, yes.
There was so much going on. The powwow was going on. The Lumberjack Championships were going on. That downtown was buzzing. And then we headed home Saturday, mm-hmm. and sang the Book of Mormon all the way home. So we took turns.
Ding dong.
Todd picked first. So on the way up, we listened to Wicked. And then on the way from Oshkosh to Park Falls, Greg picked Jesus Christ Superstar. Oh, and then, on the way back, we listened to the Book of Mormon. And Todd and I sang. We all sang.
Oh, that's so fun.
And there was car dancing involved also.
Of course there is, as one does, you know,
sure.
on a road trip like that.
Oh, you have to. Great.
So what are you working on this week now that you're back in the cozy confines of an air-conditioned studio?
Well, I really wanted to start off with Tony Weed does something no one has asked him to do.
Yeah.
I think someone has asked him to do.
Oh, someone has asked, well, I think, and with a bucket of money to go along with it is my guess. You
know? That would be an organization, not so much anything his constituents have asked for,
which
Republicans really do seem to be really, really good at. You haven't asked for this thing, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Aren't you lucky? Tell me thank you later. So we'll start off with that, Tony Weed's new legislation that he has put forward. Robin Vining is entering the race for a state office. We'll talk about that. And then after the 9:30 news, we're going to talk about deporting all the wrong people.
We are. We are completely deporting the wrong people when we need to be, you know, deporting, you know, bigots and sexists and things like that. But
and criminals. I thought the whole thing was rapists.
Oh, yeah.
And criminals.
I'm sorry. Yes.
People.
It was supposed to be the criminals. That's right.
The criminals.
That's right.
We're going to. Yes. And the poll numbers for Donald Trump's immigration policy are not doing well.
No.
And I would imagine that part of this is tied because we're deporting the wrong people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just me.
No, it's really not just you who look at this and go, huh, he said he's going after the criminals, but it's just Maria from housekeeping over at the Holiday Inn Express. Could this be a race-based thing? I don't know. You know, it's from a guy who is trying to blackmail an NFL team and going back to its racist nickname. I mean,
yeah, that's a squirrel. That's another squirrel. The whole baseball team thing is don't look at the Epstein report that we had promised you for years and years and years and years and talked about and promoted. And but there's nothing to see here. Look over there. We're going to talk about that as well.
Yeah. But if people missed it, by the way, this whole diversion thing with the Epstein files, it's worth noting that the thing that they're promising to do now is unseal the grand jury transcripts. And that's there's nothing new there. I mean, because when you try to get an indictment, you don't show all your cards. You show just enough to get an indictment. So there's not going to be anything that's new there. The new stuff would be in what was unsealed, which Democrats forced a vote on last week. And every Wisconsin Republican, Tony Weed, Derek Van Orden, and the rest, said, well, and don't they talk a good game about transparency?
Oh, they sure do. They love to talk. Oh, we're going to show everything. And I guess what blows my mind the most is it is the Republicans who made the biggest deal about this.
Oh, yeah.
And the people on the report and this cabal of pedophiles that are running trafficking out of pizza restaurants that have no basements. They're the ones who promoted this for years and years and years. And again, now it's like nothing to see here. Look over there.
Oh, to look at all those old Dan Bongino clips and how hard he went on this.
Yes.
And now he's like silent.
What? It's all good. It's all good. It's all been released. No. Look over there, squirrel.
So it's worth noting that Republicans, perhaps this week, well, they have to because the August recess is coming, but they're going to try to put up a vote on a resolution that basically calls on the Justice Department to release more evidence. In other words, a nothing burger. This does nothing. But they're going to pass that this week to say, see, we do want transparency. We do. No, the real transparency would have been in the actual legislation last week.
Yeah.
And no, they kind of took a pass on that. So
I just don't think that this is going to go away for them as much as they hope and as many squirrels as they're going to keep throwing out there, because they will. I'm sorry, you fed your base this. You raised your base on this milk, and they aren't going to let it go.
Yep. Jane Mattenair with that and so much more coming up next across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane, thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, my friends. We'll see you later.
All right. We will see you. And Kristen, thank you for co-hosting throughout the course of the morning. I really appreciate that. I know you, all the travels you do and everything, it was nice to catch you at home and get to just kick back with you for a couple hours. So thank you for that.
I love coffee clutching with you, Pat.
Coffee clutching is fun.
It's a great way to start your week.
Yes, and the coffee mug's about empty, so I guess I have to wrap up here. So you have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Sounds good.
All right. And thanks to all of you for being part of this as well on this Monday morning, getting our week going on these mornings powered by Up North News, part of Courier, a pro-democracy news network. I'm Pat Kreitlow in Chippewa Falls. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning here up north.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Bangladesh Air Force training aircraft slammed into a school campus in the capital city of Dhaka today. At least 18 people were killed, more than 160 injured, some of them taken to hospitals by desperate parents in rickshaws. Harvard University will appear in federal court today to make the case that the Trump administration illegally cut $2.5 billion from the college in federal funding. Harvard says it's an attempt to have a government takeover, gaining control of academic decision-making at the university. Flood watches up from Missouri through Virginia as the nation saw more flooding over the weekend.
Roads in Seagirt, New Jersey looked like rivers Sunday after heavy rain sparked flash flooding.
How is this even possible?
This after a flash flood emergency shut down parts of the D.C. metro area Saturday.
ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z, another 80 Palestinians at least killed over the weekend as they tried to get food aid in Gaza. The U.N. Food Agency says Israeli forces opened fire. This is ABC News.